right on the heels of Easter, the Fresno Master Chorale concludes its season with an epic work by Johann Sebastian Bach. FM89's David Aus spoke with artistic director Anna Hamre and soloist Terry Lewis about their upcoming concert.
The next performance of the Fresno Master Chorale is Sunday, April 28th at the Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall at the Clovis Performing Arts Center. Concert starts at 2:30 p.m. There's a pre-concert talk at 1:30, and the program is St. John Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a notable event because this is the first time in 50-some-odd years that this work's been performed in Fresno.
Yeah, over 50 years, yeah. Closer to 60.
Do you know that last one? Was it performed in English or in the original German?
Our records don't show that.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. I need to ask around.
So the work originally composed in 1724 when Bach was...
At Leipzig,
correct. Why does this work matter?
This work matters, first of all, because it's an extraordinary composition, one of the great masterworks of civilization. It's a profound piece of music theater that we sometimes think of just as a concert piece, but it's really a music theater piece. He intended it that way. So the composition is extraordinary. What we find interesting is the more we studied it, the more subtle messages there were for society today.
So maybe you can talk about some of those themes, because you said it's nearly 300 years old, 295 years old, but it raises important questions and issues of today.
Right. For example, the one that is so striking comes with the crowd scenes, and the crowd scenes become violent. They become so agitated, they are sometimes, they're easily misled. And they cry for something that they may not even really want, but they get wrapped up in the moment. It's an amazing thing to observe, and I think we see that a lot these days.
Good point. There's so many different kinds of singing forms.
Right.
And an oratorio has elements of kind of several.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not strictly a concert piece.
No.
It has elements of opera, though it's not exactly an opera.
Right.
So what makes it distinct from other vocal performance forms?
If you look at the score, the manuscript that Bach left, it says part one before the sermon, part two after the sermon. And the first part, it was about 35, 40 minutes long. And then the second half was actually, it's asymmetrical, it's actually closer to, an hour and 40 minutes or an hour and a half, something like that. And that means that there was a sizable sermon in the middle. So it would have been about a three-hour event. And Bach was a very religious man. He intended this to move hearts, to be a religious statement. But we put it in the concert hall now because we realize it's just such an extraordinary piece of music.
Compared to just a piece of choral work, there's not just a chorus on stage.
No, they're soloists. They act out the parts, and they probably did at the time of Bach. There probably were some props and some acting and maybe some costumes because they wanted to tell a really profound story.
So drama and theatrical elements come into play.
Exactly.
There's a symphony as well?
Yeah, that's right. There is a small orchestra that Bach wrote for. When he was first at Leipzig, he was very energetic. His output is extraordinary. And you see a lot of youthful excitement in this piece. So there's more drama. This is the most dramatic work he ever wrote.
Will there be staging, choreography?
There is a little staging. There's some blocking, but it's quite stylized. People know the story. It's a very interesting thing to put on a show where everyone knows how it's going to end. And so we have to try to find a different take on it and give a little different interpretation. So there will be some staging. We have the benefit of a little bit of lighting possibilities.
Now, I did some study on oratorio. And oratorio got sort of a boost, I read, in Italy at one point where the church during Lent
shut down the theaters,
right? Said, no opera, we'll have none of this.
That's right.
And so this became kind of, oratorios became kind of a cheat.
Exactly.
And a substitute form of entertainment for the traditional opera-going audiences, right?
Exactly right. They would just take the theater into the church and do a little less of the theatrical kind of stuff. But it should be noted that they were often very theatrical. In fact, Bach got roundly criticized for being so theatrical with his performances of the Passions.
How many solos do you have in this piece?
There are five major solos and three less aggressive solos.
And we have one of those soloists here, Terry Lewis. And Terry Lewis, this is the part of a lifetime.
That's right. With a lot of pressure.
That's right. So which role do you play in this part?
I play Jesus.
Anything special to go about performing, preparing for this role?
Is there literally any person you could play that's more iconic? No. Our stage director, Allison Windmiller, has a very specific sort of take on it. And as Anna mentioned before, it's very stylized. So there's still real emotion there. There's still real connection and a sense of the humanness of everyone involved. But it's also physically, it's very stylized just because of the nature of the work. And that seemed to work the best for what we were doing. There's a lot of sort of how much of the man do you play? How much of God do you play? You know, that sort of finding the balance there. So we're still sort of working that out in rehearsals.
Are there clues or cues in the music that help you navigate that path?
Well, it's interesting because Jesus actually in this, he's not one of the main quartet of soloists. There's a soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Jesus is also a bass part, but he doesn't have any arias proper. Everything he does is recitative. What Bach has done, it's Jesus is very theatrical. So he's got singing to do, but of the soloists, he's the smallest in terms of the vocal demand. So it really is more of a kind of an acting piece. And what we found as we're going through this is that everything he does is reactive. Everything that he does is as a reaction to what someone else does, really, with maybe just a couple of moments of exception. It's an oddly passive sort of role, but it's a very, very interesting take on Jesus.
Is this a challenging work for a chorus?
Yes, it certainly is. Actually, besides the evangelist, the largest role is the chorus role. Those are called turba choruses. These are the crowd scenes where they call for the release of Barabbas, or they will call for the crucifixion or something. So they're very aggressive, and boy, this is some of Bach's most difficult counterpoint. So the choir has been working very hard at this, and and I was so pleased to see that even though they had this week off with Holy Week, they had sectionals on their own, and so they were working.
Well, because there's no skating and flying under the radar.
No skating
like
and Bach.
How many members in Fresno Master Chorale for this performance?
We have about 160 singers.
It's going to be a full stage.
It's going to be a very full stage. You know, and as we, when Bach performed it, his chorus would have been about 30 singers, and they would have been boys, young men. And so this is really not what he envisioned in that sense. I should add that so that the audience understands a little bit of the timbre Bach would have had in mind for the singers, we are bringing on the Rayburn Chamber Choir to be with us, so they'll at least hear some of those youthful voices.
Excellent. Because this is a very different blend of textures then.
Very different
with
blend.
A huge set of adult voices across bigger ranges. How big's the orchestra?
The orchestra is basically a little string orchestra plus woodwinds and pairs, oboes, flutes, and one bassoon. The continuo carries the biggest chunk of the work, and that's the cellist and the organist.
So that's coming up on Sunday, April 28th at the Paul Sheguine Concert Hall at Clovis Performing Arts Center. Performance starts at 2:30, and then if you get there early, there's a pre-concert talk, right?
At 1:30.
At 1:30. Dr. Anna Homrie, Terry Lewis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for having me.